Welcome to the godshow.us Daily Hall of Fame. Induction night. Tonight, we are enshrining a question humanity has asked for 10,000 years straight. Dollar by dollar, birthday by birthday. Do you need other people in the room for the day to count? The inductee steps to the podium. 15 wisdom traditions are in the audience. Nobody agrees on the speech. One question, answered by traditions from across human history. Starting right now.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: should I spend the $200 I saved for my own birthday doing exactly what I want? Or does a good day require other people in it? Now flip it. Ask it backwards. Does a good day, one with other people, with plans, with the full production, actually require that you wanted it? Because if the answer is no, something just fell out of the frame. Should I spend the $200 I saved for my own birthday doing exactly what I want? Or does a good day require other people in it? Stoicism does not ease you into this. It opens the door, points at your chair, and says, you saved this money yourself over your own weeks, and now you're asking a stranger's permission to spend it. That's the whole diagnosis. Epictetus, former enslaved man, deeply unimpressed by sentimentality, would say other people's presence is not yours to command. Making the days worth contingent on it is handing your birthday to fortune. Spend the money on the meal, the exact thing you wanted, and spend it clean. Attend. That last word is Stoicism's word. It means be where you actually are.
Epicurus would like a word, though. And Epicurus is not a Stoic. He had a garden, not a banquet hall, a garden. And he said friendship is not decoration on a good life. It is the good life, the one pleasure you cannot portion out and save. So spend the $200 on exactly what you want. But his follow-up is, notice whether what you want quietly includes a friend at the table. That's not guilt. That's just accuracy about what pleasure actually is.
Judaism does something very specific here that I love, which is refuse to let you off clean either way. The rabbis literally debated whether a person who eats alone on a festival has fulfilled the mitzvah, the commandment of joy. And they left it open, unresolved, deliberately. Because they saw the knife hovering. You saved this money dollar by dollar. You deserve the solitude. But the tradition asks, will the room hold the weight of its own silence by late afternoon? Not a river, not an ocean. The response actually says that refuses those soft images. Mike, just who will you call before you spend a single dollar?
Absurdism goes somewhere more uncomfortable. It says the universe has no opinion about your birthday, was elsewhere indifferent, humming with nothing, while you saved that $200 bill by bill. Spend it alone or in a crowd. Either is fine, but drop the thing underneath the question. The thing underneath is, does wanting to be alone make me broken? That question, according to absurdism, is the actual thief, not the empty calendar. Existentialism agrees, weirdly. It says you already saved the money, already knew what you wanted, and you stopped only when the script told you that wanting it alone was suspicious.
Zen Buddhism sends two lines and walks away. It says you already know which one you'll resent. And then, and this is the part that hit me in a dentist waiting room when I was reading it. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, and suddenly very honest with myself. It says, notice whose face you're making the wish for when you blow out whatever stands in for a flame. That face is who the day belongs to. That's not a comfort. That's a question you have to answer privately, and the answer tells you more about the $200 than any tradition in this episode. No tradition settled the one question underneath all of this: whether the person you'd be alone with on your birthday is someone you actually want to spend the day with. That's tomorrow's homework. Come back. Because tomorrow's question is waiting, and it might be yours.
Welcome back to the Podium Hall of Fame. The $200 question has been inducted. The speech has been given in 15 languages, and nobody in the audience agrees on whether to clap or sit in comfortable silence, which honestly tracks. TheGodShow.us is free, it is daily, and it runs on listener support. If this show is part of your routine, head to TheGodShow.us and keep it going. There are options there to back the project. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The Hall of Fame plaque is being engraved right now. It says, spent alone, spent together, spent honestly. And still no consensus. 10,000 years, and the birthday candle keeps getting lit. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day!